You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Time for the news. Sean is off this morning. Rita's in the news chair.
Can't say I'm that big of a fan of corn
really?
As she is right there.
No, no, she obviously
is a huge fan.
And the cob.
Yeah. The news is brought to you by Pipple Tobacco and More. With a professional and knowledgeable staff, you'll get your questions answered and find the products that are right for you. Order online at PippleSmoke.com for locals by locals. We'll start with this. Hampton Roads has over 100 vacancies for emergency 911 dispatchers.
Oh, really? So yeah. There's jobs is what you're saying.
Yes. There's a combined 111 vacancies across Hampton Roads. By city, it's Norfolk has 29, Chesapeake has 20, Newport News has 20, Virginia Beach has 18, Hampton has 15, Portsmouth has 7, and Norfolk has 4. Kim Hendricks, director of Hampton's ECC, spoke to Channel 13 about the decrease in interested applicants.
It's tough being a dispatcher. We go from call to call to call where we hear things that no one else is going to hear. We could hear a mother screaming for help because her baby stopped breathing.
It's true.
I don't know if I could do this gig.
Yeah.
Maybe. I've talked to, you know, you live long enough, right? It's mm-hmm. one of these things where the older you get, the more equipped maybe you are to deal with stuff.
Maybe.
But, you know, I had a friend that was a pediatric hospice nurse.
Mm-hmm.
So you're only there to provide palliative care until these kids pass away.
Yeah.
And she said, the only reason I do this is because I can.
Yeah.
See, I got 25 years in nursing mm-hmm. and being around kids and whatnot. Yeah. Other people mentally aren't equipped to deal with this stuff. I don't know if I could do that.
I don't know if I could either. There was a dispatcher, Samantha Dilker. She described a really distressing call to
really?
Channel 13. Yeah.
There was a house fire with 3 children that had passed. And you'd hear them over the radio say, bring out the white sheet.
Yeah, things like that. And you could see
that'd
in the
tough.
In the video on Channel 13.
Mm-hmm.
She's obviously distressed just talking
oh, yeah.
about that particular call, and I'm sure it gets even worse than that. So,
well, I mean, you know, just to take this a step further, these are only the people that take the phone calls. Think about
yeah.
all the first responders
exactly.
that show up at these scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be tough.
Yeah.
That would be really, really tough.
Yeah. yeah. So props to them. And if you
but
find
if you
it,
think,
if you feel like you're prepared to handle that kind
maybe
of stuff,
you're a
please.
Crisis person.
Yeah.
That's who they need.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Chesapeake is putting on a parade for military-connected students to honor them and their families. Greenbrier Intermediate School is hosting the parade. It'll feature the Navy Band plus Oscar Smith High School's AFJ ROTC. The parents, guardians, and grandparents of military-connected children are all invited to participate in the parade.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, and that's happening this Thursday, yeah. April 25th at 1 p.m. The Virginia Zoo is hosting a fundraising event for medical equipment. They're looking to raise $11,000 to purchase some new equipment, including a PetMap 2 and a VetScan VS2. It's for testing animal blood samples and to monitor like their vital organs
yeah.
and stuff like that. They kicked off fundraising by hosting a baby shower for their newborn orangutan this past Saturday. I think
oh,
that's
how cute.
So cute. And tomorrow, they're going to be hosting another fundraising event, tomorrow, April 23rd. It's a zoo trivia night at Bug Ugly Brewing in Chesapeake.
Oh, that'd be a blast.
Yeah, so if you're looking for something to do yeah. tomorrow night, please head on over there.
And zoo trivia.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we get your sister on the phone?
I think we should.
The zookeeper, right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, she'd absolutely kill at that.
No,
yeah,
right.
She'd win everything.
That'd be fun.
If you're interested in donating and you can't make it out to the event, you can still visit the Give Local 757 website until April 23rd.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, give back a little bit. A Virginia state trooper was hit head on by an impaired driver.
Yikes.
Yeah. So, the state police received a call for looking out for someone heading the wrong way on I-64 near mile marker 256. They were headed westbound on the eastbound lanes.
That's Oyster Point, Newport News.
Okay. And Trooper Lesage told dispatch that he
yeah.
was, you know, on the lookout and tried to stop him. However,
right.
he was hit head on. By
wow.
by the Kia, yes. Elijah Jones, 26 years old, under the influence of alcohol, and was speeding when he hit the trooper head on.
Is the guy going to be okay?
Yes. So Elijah Jones was not injured at all.
I'm assuming it's a guy.
Yes. And the trooper was injured, but it was non-life-threatening injuries. He was taken to the hospital, though.
Have you ever had a wrong-way driver? I had this on 64. The guy was on the wrong side of 64 coming at us.
I have been the wrong way driver, not on the highway. It was, I was running late.
Yeah.
And I didn't turn past the median. I was like so focused on making.
There's a lot of these boulevards around here.
Yes.
Yeah.
I very quickly realized my mistake and was just like, that's not the right direction. Thank goodness it was very early on in the morning. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but.
Dude, I didn't get it. I was at 64 over by, just outside of Richmond. And we're coming back to Hampton Roads, and I can't understand. The dude in front of me is braking for, like, no apparent reason. We're on the highway. You don't hit your brakes for no reason on the highway. And then a guy goes by me in the lane right next to me going the other way. And I'm not even thinking of it. My wife goes, he's going the wrong way.
Yeah.
That's why they're don't know what to do.
The way you just said that made me think of that scene in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles where they're like, "You're going the wrong way," and they're like, "How would they know where we're going?" Because they don't know.
Impaired. Of course,
Anyway, the House passed legislation that would ban TikTok in the United States if the popular social media platform's China-based owner doesn't sell its stake within a year. So, the House Republicans have included TikTok as part of the foreign aid package that would was a priority for President Biden to get aid to both Ukraine and Israel. So we're waiting to see about that, but it is headed to the Senate. The bill passed on Saturday and now goes to the Senate. Both the Democrats and Republicans have expressed national security concerns over this.
Yeah, I heard our own Senator Warner talking about that, about, it's an unfettered propaganda platform. And more importantly, they're scraping the data of about 170 million Americans. Mm-hmm. So, hey, we willingly give our data up as long as it's fun. Ask the people at Wordle or wherever it happens to be. It's kind of that. But still, it'll be interesting to see if they in fact, do sell this thing off and make their money or if they just decide they don't need the United States. But the United States, man, we may not account for the most of their users, but we account for most of their creators, which is a huge issue on TikTok. Only 2% of the users create anything on that platform. 2% drive that
most
whole
people
thing.
Are just watching it. Most people are just interested in the content. Today is Earth Day. The first Earth Day was established in 1970. Senator Gaylord Nelson was inspired to take action for the environment after witnessing the effects of an oil spill in Santa Barbara, California. And he came up for the idea for college teach-ins for education about the environment, and he called for them nationally. The theme for this Earth Day is planet versus plastic. So here are some plastic facts. Global plastics reached 460 million metric tons in recent years. It's estimated that 75 to 199 million tons are actually in the oceans. And 1 million plastic bottles are purchased every minute, as well as 5 trillion plastic bags are used a year.
Again, I love turtles, but I hate paper straws. Sorry, turtles.
I don't blame you.
Sorry.
Try the compostable ones.
Try the washable metal ones.
I have the metal ones, too. Yeah. Make sure that you get those.
There you go.
And the straw cleaner.
Do you have the HRT story?
Yes, I do. Excellent. Yes. So in celebration of Earth Day, Hampton Roads Transit is offering free rides today, available on all bus, light rail, and ferry and paratransit services.
That's like everything.
Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah. So for Earth Day, especially because it's public transportation, it's a way to get around
a
little bit cleaner.
Carbon footprint.
Yes. So make sure you choose public transportation today. If you have little ones ages 6 and under, Lakewood Park in Norfolk is hosting a little Conservers Earth Day, as well as First Landing State Park is hosting Earth Day Week, where they have educational activities for the whole family today and this upcoming weekend. So if you're looking to get out and do something that's related to Earth Day,
make sure
you go and check that out. I also posted the link to those events on the Rumble in the Morning Facebook page, so you can go and check out the details over there.
All right, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tesla knocked about a third of its price off of the full self-driving system, which can't drive itself. So drivers have to remain alert and ready to intervene. It's went from $12,000 to $8,000. Yeah. According to the company website, Tesla CEO and billionaire Elon Musk promised in 2019 that there would be a fleet of robo-taxis by 2020. And that hasn't happened yet because, again, they can't seem to get it to drive itself.
Right.
So, they're looking to slash some more prices.
It needs
off
help.
Of there. Yeah. It needs some help. Needs a little boost.
I see Elon put out a tweet. Well, what do we call them now? A Twixt?
We still haven't decided. Twitter, we haven't landed on a term yet.
Yeah, a post.
This.
Just call it a post.
I guess.
All right. I'm with Alvarado says post. They all work with post.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he posted an ad for Teslas starting at $29,000, which is substantially less than they sell for
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
And so apparently he's going to cut the prices on the cars.
Yeah.
That's what he made it look like anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2024 was announced last night on American Idol, and there are 16 inductees. In the performers category, we have
Mary J. Blige, I'm searching for a real love. Cher, Foreigner, Peter Frampton. Show me the way. Cool and the Gang.
It's a celebration. Celebrate good times. Come on.
Dave Matthews Band. A Tribe Called Quest.
Stretch out your legs, let me make you fall. Drive you insane, drive you up the wall.
And Ozzy Osbourne.
All my life I've been over the top. I don't know what I'm doing. All I know is I don't want to stop. All fired up, I'm gonna go till I drop. You're either in or in the way. Don't make me, I don't want to stop.
Thank you to Rod for putting that little thing together
yeah.
for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he pieced that together for me.
That's nice because
yeah.
it's killer.
Yeah, it's really cool. The only one that I hadn't heard of there was yeah. A Tribe Called Quest. But
oh, really?
I was surprised that Ozzy was in the list and hadn't been inducted yet. I was
kind of weird, isn't
it? I was like, what is going on here?
Yeah, I would have to look because I don't know the answer to this.
Okay.
But is Black Sabbath already in?
That is a good
question. Is this a second time around?
I'll look that up and let us know.
The Prince of Darkness.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
I've interviewed him a few times. He's a super nice guy.
Yeah. He seems like it. Jimmy Buffett and Dionne Warwick are being recognized for musical excellence. Same with MC5 and one of Motown's creators, Norman Whitfield. Big Mama Thornton will be inducted in the musical influence category, along with British blues musicians Alexis Corner and John Mile. The induction ceremony will take place on October 19th in Cleveland, Ohio. Hello, Cleveland. It will stream live on Disney Plus, and it'll also be available to stream on Hulu the next day. And you'll get a special broadcast on ABC at a later date as well.
Cool.
So that's coming up if you're interested.
That thing with Foreigner getting in, those guys, I have never seen it was a marketing campaign that Foreigner put on. I saw more famous musicians campaigning on their behalf,
mm-hmm.
just in media in general. I've never seen this before for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame,
mm-hmm.
where wicked other famous musicians go, come on, you got to put Foreigner in.
Yeah.
I've just never seen anybody advocate like that for someone else in this thing. It was crazy, mm-hmm. but apparently it worked.
Good for them. Now they're in. if you want to professionally measure wieners, then this
I'm
one.
Sorry.
Yeah. Would you like to measure a wiener?
Did this catch your eye?
Why, yes.
Why,
yes,
hello.
It did.
Yes, it did.
It's nothing like that. BetUS is looking to hire someone to find the largest hot dog wiener sold across the U.S.'s Major League Baseball stadiums. I think this is so funny. This is like one of those, like, nutmobile stories. Or like the wiener mobile
stories. Yes, exactly.
Only you get to actually measure wieners, and not in a bad way. You'll have to attend Major League Baseball games across the country, which not a bad gig. And you'll record the length of every hot dog at all 30 stadiums. You'll get paid $2,500 to travel to the games and a $500 gift card to the Major League Baseball gift shop and a one-year subscription to MLB TV. If you consider yourself a passionate hot dog connoisseur with a strong opinion when it comes to grilled versus boiled hot dogs, then you should apply at BetUS.com.
This is kind of cool, man.
Yeah, so
who wouldn't want to go see baseball games and eat hot dogs? I mean, come on.
Measure some wieners.
Measure up some
Great stuff.
Yeah, you betcha.
Today, partly sunny skies with a high near 61. North wind 7 to 11 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 36. Tomorrow, we can expect patchy frost before 7 a.m., like you were saying.
Damn.
In the 30s. Otherwise, sunny with a high near 69, so it will get a little toastier tomorrow as the day goes on. I'm Rena, in for Sean with the news. Rumble in the Morning, FM 99.